This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good evening to you. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. Home of the binary trigger. A real tool for those of you interested. franklinarmory.com. Well, it is, it's Wednesday, so let's open this up and let's talk to the guys from Marvelous Quarrel. Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrulli. Good evening, guys.
Good evening, Bill.
Roger, my understanding is you're a little under the weather, so we're going to lead off with you, and then you're going to go have some Robitussin.
if you don't mind, I'll see how I feel as we continue.
Very good.
To help Stephen, and there's a lot to talk about, so let's begin. One thing we won't be discussing is the wall. We know that our president has to stand firm on that, and I'm sure he will. But the issue of our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is always under the microscope. Yeah, we have to constantly be vigilant. In the coming weeks, we're going to be, the Arbalest Quarrel is going to be concentrating on New York law and what is transpiring there. Clearly, with the House now in the control of the Democrats, Cuomo is not going to be fired from the thing. As a governor of New York, of a major city, he's going to be meeting, I'm sure, with Pelosi and with Schumer, to figure out how they can take New York law and bring that into the domain of the of the country as a whole. And from that respect, we have to understand that even though New York has extremely restrictive laws, as does California, New Jersey, Hawaii, and a few other states, we should not be under the illusion that what transpired in New York cannot happen in any other state of the union. And I think that considering what has taken place in the last weeks and months, we have to stay very close to our firearms and not trust anyone or anything. Now, but when you're talking about the law, we live in a constitutional republic. So what does that mean? It means that we, as American citizens, are ruled by law. We're not ruled by men. We've heard that maxim often enough, and it's always in the political discourse. But it's never really explained. It seems to be the kind of thing that everyone seems to understand or is expected to understand. But if you really ask a politician what it means, you probably wouldn't be able to explain it. But in any event, I took a look at the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, and I put in the phrase rule of law, and it was very interesting. What they said was this: the rule of law comprises a number of principles of a formal and procedural character addressing the way in which a community is governed. The formal principles concern the generality, clarity, publicity, stability, and prospectivity of the norms that govern a society. The most important demand of the rule of law is that people, the positions of authority, should exercise their power with a constraining framework of well-established public norms rather than in an arbitrary, ad hoc, or purely discretionary manner on the basis of their own preferences or ideology. Well, I could go on and on, but the problem is this. The idea that laws should stand above men so that all men are treated equally in the eyes of the law is understood as a basic precept. But the problem is that it is men that make the law. And as they make the laws, they feel that they can ignore those laws or abrogate the laws or change them purely on whim. And then we consider, well, our country is a little bit different. We have something called the Bill of Rights. And that Bill of Rights codifies a number of precepts that stand above law, above man-made law. And those are the first 10 amendments. And among those, of course, is the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Very concise, precise, and it stands above any attempt of man-made law to code restrictions that would amount to an unconstitutional infringement. And yet we have in states like New York this very thing that has happened. And why has it happened? Well, I took a look at New York law, and I know that many states, perhaps all of them, certainly most of them, have something in there, in their constitution, that would be, parallel or representative of the federal rights of the people to keep and bear arms. The thing is, in the Constitution of New York, and they have a Bill of Rights, and they talk about freedom of speech, and they talk about freedom of religion, freedom of association, habeas corpus, but there is no Bill of Rights. Well, there is a Bill of Rights, in a sense, but it's not in the Constitution. It's a man-made law. And what it says is a well-regulated militia being necessary for the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep them to bear arms cannot be infringed. Well, the term cannot is not the same as shall, and I don't want to quibble on those meanings. But the fact is that this particular right, not appearing in the Constitution, is not considered fundamental, a natural right, but is considered part of a statutory body of law created by New Yorkers. And it appears in the Civil Rights Act, Section 4 of the Consolidated Law Service of New York. And it's from there I realized that we have the big problem of the right that is reflected in the Second Amendment as applied to the states through the 14th Amendment that has been whittled away constantly and is constantly in furtherance of being whittled away. Now, in the next segment, Stephen's going to talk about the administration, how this really has impacted on the people. I can talk about my own experiences as well, and then I'll further get into the law of the state and the various rules of New York City, if we have time, and the laws in the Consolidated Law Service of New York to show how it is that New York has done everything in its power to basically impinge and infringe on this basic, fundamental, natural, primordial right that exists in the consciousness of people.
Let me get you to hold right there, and we'll get right back on it when we get back. I am speaking to Stephen DeAndrelli and Roger Katz from Arbalist Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz from Arbor's Quarrel. So, Stephen, I presume you're going to be picking it up from there?
Yeah, I'll be happy to put in a little two cents here, give Roger a break. Let's stay on the subject. Every state that I know of has within its constitution a provision for firearms possession. In my opinion, the National Handgun Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, which we know died in the U.S. Senate last month, could have addressed many of the issues at hand. Not to say that many of the issues would have been challenged in the courts, but this is what we're talking about. Every state has its own set of rules on how an individual within that state can legally possess a firearm, a pistol, a rifle, a shotgun, etc. Whether they could carry that gun on them, concealed or unconcealed, where they can carry it, how they can carry it, in some cases even what they can carry. And this is what creates a problem. And as Roger said, what we're going to do initially this year is we're going to put a little more effort than we have been on New York State, because we're going to use New York State as a model for federal legislation that could come down the road and affect everyone in every other state. Now, the New York State Constitution that Roger talked about, again, has a provision for possession of firearms. The problem is, in the New York State Constitution, possession of a firearm is a privilege, not a right. And therefore, the state has taken upon itself the authority to create a license to have a firearm. So let's proceed in this simple way of understanding it. If you don't have a right, it's a privilege, according to the state. Therefore, we can license you, just the way they license a medical doctor, a plumber, an electrician, etc. So what they do is they create licensing schemes that provide total control by the government, in this case, New York State. Now, how do they do this? Well, they create a system where they have sole discretion. They, meaning the issuing authority within that state. So if it's New York City, which covers the five boroughs of New York, which has state jurisdiction, it's the New York City Police Department. If it's Nassau County or Suffolk County, it's the Nassau or Suffolk County Police Department, or in some cases, the sheriff. In upstate New York, it could be a judge of a court. So whatever the authority is, that authority is given a set of qualifying requirements, rules and regulations that the state created. In New York City and New York State, it's Penal Law Section 400. That's the code. And according to Penal Law Section 400, cash, negotiables, or notoriety is the qualifying factor in order to get a carry permit. So an individual who wants to carry a gun for self-defense cannot get a permit on those grounds. They have to transport, handle, or carry substantial amounts of cash on a daily basis at all hours of the day. And what is substantial cash? Well, the state determines that. Do they publish an amount like $1,000 a day or $10,000 a day or $100,000 a day? No.
They leave it open so they can determine whatever they want substantial to mean. Negotiable means is it cash? Is it diamonds? Is it furs? Is it electronic equipment? Is it something that, if stolen, could be easily exchanged for cash on the black market? And notoriety, we know. If you're a Sylvester Stallone, if you're a big Hollywood star and you want the permit, you'll get it. They also create a stipulation for justification of deadly force and physical force and licensing requirements. So the rules and regulations create types of licenses. You can get a carry license. You can get a watch guard license for an armored car service. You can get a premise permit, which allows you to keep a gun in your home or in your place of business, but you can't take it out except at designated times to go to the range. You cannot take it out of the borough in which you live or the city or the county. So there's all these rules and regulations that are promulgated under this licensing scheme. And God forbid, in the event of any encounter with law enforcement, or for any reason, an allegation, a minor domestic dispute, the license can be suspended and revoked at any time by the licensing authority. Your guns have to be immediately vouched with the police, pending the disposition, whether it be administrative or by court, and you're without your guns. That's what we have in New York State, and even worse, in New York City. And that is what everyone out there in the United States, whatever state you live in, should fear happening within your jurisdiction. As more and more conservative states become liberal, as more and more conservative states get politicians that are voted in that are anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment, the threat is real, and we're going to address it head on.
All right, I got some questions. We're coming up on the next break, but I do have some questions regarding that as far as the way New York practices it and some other stuff. And also regarding the supposition that this could spread nationally, because I think that would be I think that would be some tinder that would be lit real quick.
Or, let's get Roger some Robitussin. I need his help on this one.
Okay. Well, that's all right. And all right. Well, you know, you guys hang on. We're coming up on the break. So, you can find Arbalest Quarrel at arbalestquarrel.com. That's where everything originates from. And then they send it out, and they're featured writers at places like Ammoland.com and thetruthaboutguns.com now. So, the word gets out. The word proliferates. It goes out, and it spreads. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump at the White House on border security.
We need
strong borders, and we need immigration reform. Beyond that, we need immigration reform.
In regarding the partial government shutdown and folks having to go without their paychecks, the president says,
so many of those people are saying, it's very hard for me, it's very hard for my family, but Mr. President, you're doing the right thing.
The president did meet with Democratic leaders late Wednesday afternoon, and when it was clear that no compromise would be made, the president said the meeting was wasting his time, and he got up and left. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is congratulating Bill Barr on his nomination to become the next Attorney General. Grassley also says he's looking forward to Barr's nomination process.
I feel that his experience as Attorney General in a previous administration ought to make his nomination very easy this time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. For your free author submission kit.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, and we were just listening to Stephen, the way they administer to concealed carry permits, or I guess carry permits in New York. Are New York carry permits all concealed?
Yes, they would be concealed. And let me just, I was thinking about something during the break, if I may, without rudely interrupting the host of the show, which I would never, ever want to do, because I have the great esteem for him, my good friend Bill. You know what I was thinking about? Everyone that's listening to this program tonight, if you hold a valid firearm permit or license or whatever they call it in your state, would you please get it out of your wallet or wherever it is and take a look at it? I'm curious, and I think you should be as well, meaning you, the holder of this permit. Look at the front and look at the back. Does this permit that you have in your state, say anything about the fact that it could be suspended or revoked for any reason, for any incident whatsoever, by the issuing authority? Does it say that you must turn it over upon request for any reason by a police officer or law enforcement officer or not?
Well, in South Carolina.
New York City, well, a New York City permit has your photograph on it.
Sure.
It has some type of thumb recognition, high-tech, I don't know, whatever you call it, imprint on it. And it also, on the back, has every firearm that you are authorized to have on that permit. So, in other words, a New York City concealed carry permit, only if it's a full unrestricted permit, only allows you to have two handguns. And if you have a Glock, let's say model 19, 9mm serial number, whatever, it's listed on there. If you have a Smith & Wesson model 60, 38 revolver, it's listed on there. You can only have two. If you have a restricted permit, you can only have one handgun. And if you have a premise permit, you could have five. Otherwise, you need special permission and proof of the safe and security. So it's on the permit, but on the back of the permit, it clearly says this is suspended or revocable at any for any reason by the New York City Police Department. So I'm curious, if anyone out there in any state has something similar, well, this is just the beginning. And if you don't, well, say the sign of the cross, thank God, but beware, and that's what Bill wants to talk about, I'm sure, as you mentioned it. Can it really happen in other states like Wyoming, Montana, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina? I'm here. Roger's here, and we can talk about it. The other issue is renewals. New York City Police Department is taking up to 6 to 8 months for a renewal. And if you had a full unrestricted carry concealed pistol permit and you've had it for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years without any incident whatsoever, they actually gave it to you after making the unbelievable demands and requirements. And then 6-7 months later, you get a phone call saying, listen, my supervisor thinks that you really don't need a full unrestricted permit anymore. We'll offer it to you 5 days a week from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Will you take it? And if you don't, we may revoke it. And you'll lose your $340 non-refundable filing fee because we don't give back any money. There you go. Okay, Bill, what do you got? What questions?
Well, in South Carolina, you can lose your permit if you violate any of the things that, you go through a background check, right? And if all of a sudden you cannot buy a gun anymore, or with certain misdemeanors, if you become a prohibited person from buying a gun, you can't have a permit. So, in a shall issue state, it seems to be all or nothing in certain cases. The other thing about having a permit in South Carolina and in a lot of other states, once I get that permit, I don't go through background checks anymore.
Right. Right.
So, these things, I'm not a big fan of the permit system. At the same time, it provides some certain stats that sort of go against the narrative when you have all these permits and the people that carry them, because we are the most law-abiding people on the face of the earth. Now, the question I wanted to ask about the New York permit, though, is notoriety, okay, that being one of the things you can be or qualifies you, that's basically saying a famous person, a well-heeled person, right?
Yeah, but with that, the way they would justify it is because of who I am,
right,
that I am a big Hollywood star, or I am so well known that I am getting death threats and threats against my life. And the police department will just say, well, document them with police reports, and we'll accept that as legitimate. So they don't actually have to be shot at or kidnapped. They could say they are getting these threats. And in some cases, the police or law enforcement, depending upon how serious they claim these threats are, might actually investigate to make sure they're not lying. But and in some cases, they may actually get these threats. That's why they have bodyguards, because they will get death threats and they will face possible kidnapping. So I'm not against anyone having authority to have a gun. Again, we accept licensing only because what's the alternative? If you don't have a license and you carry a gun, you're going to be arrested and then you'll never carry a gun again. But, you know, I believe
that where you are.
Yeah, that's true. And but times are changing. You know, I remember years ago, and even as a cop myself, you know, if a guy had a few drinks too many, and you know, he was sitting in his car, not creating a problem, you took the keys and you told him, go to sleep, and you came back an hour and you bought him a cup of coffee. And today they lock you up. As long as the car is running, he's driving, even if it's not moving. So, you know, the days of the good old guys are, you know, far and in between. It's really threatening today. You do anything wrong, cross the line a little bit, you're going to get your butt, you know, locked up. And then you got a legal problem, you got a big expense, you're in court, and it's a big deal. But we need to really focus on this issue that Roger is spending a lot of legal time researching. It could be challenged in the courts. We need to continue our support for our President Trump. We need him to continue to nominate and get these nominations on the federal bench so they could overturn a lot of these cases. And we need to be active and vigilant. We're going to try and get all the gun clubs, all the gun dealers, all the people that are in the gun industry together for the cause and not worry about their own individual businesses. We're not in competition with anyone. No one should, when it comes to the cause, feel that way and get the word out and start a grassroots effort to stop some of this legislation that's coming down the pipe and some that is already existing to get it modified or rejected totally, like the New York SAFE Act.
Okay. Coming up on the next break, we'll continue this when we get back.
Let Roger, you know, have his show here.
That's fine, but I do want to ask a question about the New York permit because I didn't get to that part yet. ArmlessQuarrel.com, check them out there. They're featured writers at Ammoland.com and at TruthAboutGuns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, real quick, before we move on to Roger, if I may. In the instance of these people in New York City that get permits due to a degree of notoriety, which, you know, that's a very vague definition. So I guess it means they can give them to, you know, Bruce Willis if he's living there. All of these people that have New York apartments that are very big in entertainment or politics or whatever. What is the incidence of those being revoked? How many of those have ever been revoked due to cause? And who would make that revocation?
Question. Yeah, you know, that's a good question. And the only way one would know that is if they were on top of their game at the time. And I used to be. When I was in the business of assisting qualified people to get the difficult permit, I had an organization. I had attorneys, of counsel. I knew Supreme Court judges. The Supreme Court in New York State is the lowest court of jurisdiction, but it's still a high level court. It's not an administrative court. It's not a traffic court. And that's where you would go if you filed a lawsuit. And then it would go up the appellate route. But the other way we would know that answer is when Roger did the research for me. As I mentioned, we met when Roger hired me to get him a permit when he came to New York as an attorney to practice his field of intellectual property for a very prestigious firm, which was operating out of the Chrysler Building. And we became friends.
And I hired him to do the research for the litigating attorney, my good friend Michael, to file a lawsuit in Supreme Court against the New York City Police Department under the Freedom of Information Act. I wanted the names, the addresses, the mailing addresses, the ability to use them for research. I had a criminological research firm as well as a security firm. And I wanted to know how many people were issued licenses, when they were issued licenses, how, what was the guidelines, how many were revoked, how many were suspended, how many went on appeal. So I could use that information to help clients. And also I offered that information to the NRA for free. At the time, Roger is the author of that lawsuit, and it was a successful lawsuit, which Judge Moskowitz, who's one of the most liberal Supreme Court judges in the history of New York, actually ruled in our favor. The company that I had then was called Guardian Group International, and Roger litigated that. So to answer that question, because the police department's not going to tell you, and you're not going to hear it on the news unless it becomes newsworthy, you don't know how many of these type of people have the permit, and you don't really hear about whether they're revoked or not, Bill. So that is something we should look into. You know what? If people are interested, and I certainly am, and I'm also interested in knowing where does the $340 non-refundable filing fee go for everyone that applies for a new permit or has to get one renewed? What are they doing with that money? These are all good questions. Why are they not allowing renewals for unrestricted permits and telling you, okay, you got two kids, give up one of them. You're not going to get them back. Otherwise, you're going to lose both of them. They're actually forcing people to make a decision to accept a lesser permit or lose your permit. And these are tactics by law enforcement and not by the rank and file. Just as our president talks about law enforcement, it's not the rank and file officer. It's not the rank and file FBI agent. It's the politically motivated chiefs, the big boys, that are doing what's expedient for them to do for their cause. And remember too, and I always say this, we get what we deserve. There's no one to blame but ourselves. You have to vote in a Cuomo as governor. They don't just become governor. You have to vote in a Elizabeth Warren or Schumer or Feinstein or Pelosi. They don't get just into power
right.
Like that.
Let me ask you one question about New York, though. Now you're talking about New York City. The rest of New York State is a fairly gun-saturated state, isn't it?
No, upstate New York. Then you have Long Island. It's not exactly that pro-gun either. You have any area where you have rural versus city, major cities. The cities like Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany, New York City, these are the anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment cities ruled by Democratic mayors and governments. And then you have the rural areas, and there's just not enough of them or not enough to take action to overturn this. I think the solution would be for the state to secede and divide into two. But, you know, that's another debate altogether.
Right. What is the they never have released the percentage in New York State of everybody that complied with the quote unquote assault weapon registration.
Yeah, I don't know. Roger would know more about that. Right?
Well, I mean, my question regarding that is them passing laws and them it not being. I mean, in New Jersey, they just passed a law where magazines
right.
over 10 rounds have to be turned in and none. That I know of.
No, not right. People are not turning them in, and what you're saying is, and they're not going after them either. But if you're caught with one, let's say by circumstance, your house gets on fire, and the fire department responds, and they happen to see this, and the police are there. Well, now you're going to be arrested. Maybe they're not outwardly going after it, but it's still, you know, as a law-abiding person, the last thing we want to do is be not law-abiding. We are law-abiding by the very nature of why we apply for a license.
there comes a line in the sand that gets drawn. And what I'm basically saying is that them getting out there and passing these laws, what they're wanting to have happen, though, is all based upon this subterfuge that we are law-abiding, and they can pass anything, and we're just going to abide by it in order to keep our our descriptor as law-abiding, whereas the other problem they have is that passing laws is one thing, but you can't enforce them. There's only one cop for every 19,000 people. If there is mass defiance.
And many of those rank-and-file officers are actually on our side.
That's right.
That's the other point.
Yeah. So, they can do a whole lot of stuff, and, at the same time, if they're not capable of collecting on it or enforcing it, it sort of punctuates the whole idea that they're not really in charge.
All right, but the size of a magazine or a gadget that could be put on a gun to make it operate differently, that's one thing. But you know what? How many law-abiding people that do not have a carry permit in a state that requires one, which is not Vermont, by the way, you can carry a gun without a permit, are actually carrying a gun for self-defense? They're not. And that's why I'm very, very disappointed in the fact that the National Handgun Concealed Carry Reciprocity Bill was not passed. And I do acknowledge that it would be challenged, but it would have solved a lot of the problems we have today, and it would have slowed down the movement that we're going to now have full force with this Democratic Congress. So it's all
with a Democratic
carry.
House. A Democratic House.
Yeah, all right. The Democratic House. I stand to be corrected. Right, a Democratic House.
I'm just pointing that out to you. I mean,
we've got some rogue. McCaskill, for example, is going against the president with the wall, and you got some rogue Republicans too. So let's keep an eye on them as well. But you know what, Roger, I do want to give you.
We literally have 40 seconds. So Roger. You got 35 seconds to go.
All right. Very quickly, I just wanted to clarify the point about licensing the whole. Scheme. It's really a scam. There's a case that came out of New York in 1997, Williams versus Bratton.
You're not going to have enough time to explain that one, Roger.
No, but they say this. The issuance of license is a privilege, not a right. So it's really a case law that establishes that particular maxim, as it were. But it is the fact that you don't have a fundamental right stated in the state constitution, but only in statute that actually reduces it to little more than
where our fight begins.
Okay. We're out of time. We'll pick it up next week, guys. We'll be right back. Hour number 2 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.